Chapter 14. The Fourfold Blessings. There are fourfold blessings of the covenant. The first blessing that comes with the covenant is the righteousness that God imparts to every member of the new covenant. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, the moment you are born again, that moment God imparts to you righteousness. That gives you a standing in the presence of the Father identical with the standing of Jesus. We have never known it. We shrink from it. After a little while, it is going to take possession of you. You are going to see it, and there will be men and women who will rise up and act like Jesus. He had no consciousness of inferiority before the Father, for he had no consciousness of sin. If you actually believe the Bible, and believe that God is your righteousness, and that you are a new creation, created in Christ Jesus, you will have no sense of sin. He has put sin away by the sacrifice of himself, and the only consciousness you will ever have of sin is when you do something that is not right. And then you'll take advantage of the blood of Christ and of the advocacy of Jesus. Ever since the Lutheran proclamation, we have done one thing. We have magnified sin. We have preached the devil. We have preached our own wickedness and our own unrighteousness. We have kept it before the people so continuously that no preacher or layman dares think of himself except in the terms of a poor, weak worm of the dust. You know what the evangelists have done? They have come into a church. They want to get results, so they preach so as to bring the whole congregation under condemnation and get them to the altar in order to get a reputation as an evangelist. We have absolutely taught unbelief. We have taught everything but the gospel of Christ. What is the gospel? The gospel is this, that God, on the ground of the substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ, is able to declare that he is righteous and that he himself is our righteousness the moment we believe on Jesus. This is the most staggering thing the mind ever grasped, that God Almighty becomes your righteousness the moment you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. When you learn to walk as Jesus walked without any consciousness of inferiority to God or Satan, you will have faith that will absolutely stagger the world. Do you know what hinders our faith today? We go before the Lord, but we listen to the devil before we go there. We go there with a sense of inferiority, the devil's message ringing in our ears. Christians as a whole are afraid of Satan, dare not say they are free, dare not face Satan. God's righteousness makes you fearless in Satan's presence. We rob the work of Jesus Christ of its efficacy, and we stand powerless before the adversary because we have doubted the integrity of the Word of God. God's righteousness has been imparted to you, not as an experience, but as a legal fact. This is the most tremendous truth that God has given us in the Pauline Revelation. And this is the very heart of the new covenant that God makes us like himself. Weren't you made in his image and likeness? That image is an image of righteousness. If God declares that you are righteous, what business have you to condemn yourself? Another blessing that this covenant brings is your union with God. When those two men drank each other's blood, they became one, absolutely one. When Abraham and God cut the covenant, they became one. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Are you a partner of Christ? Do you dwell in Christ? Does Christ dwell in you? Paul said, "It is no longer I that live, but Christ liveth in me." Galatians 2:20. The incarnation was God becoming one with us. The blood covenant made Paul disown himself and utterly own Christ as his life. It made Christ leave glory and come here to be one with us. Now you can stand as fearlessly in the presence of hell, in the presence of the devil, as you would in the presence of some little inferior thing. Didn't Jesus meet him and conquer him for us? Didn't he strip him of his authority? Didn't he take his armor from him? And didn't he leave him paralyzed? Greater is he that is in us than the devil. Why should we be afraid of him? Why not stand before the world as a conqueror? You are in blood covenant relationship with God Almighty. When you are born again, you enter the covenant. Let me give you a picture. You remember the mighty men of David. They were types of Christians. One of those men slew 800 men in personal combat in a single day. He said, "One shall chase 1,000, and 2 put 10,000 to flight." Blood covenant men. As long as David walked with God in the covenant, not one of his warriors were ever slain. Are you a partaker of the divine nature? Yes. Are you a son of God? Yes. Has God given you his righteousness? Yes. Is God your righteousness? Certainly. Then has he given you a legal right to the use of Jesus' name? Certainly. Do you see what kind of man you are? You are not a weakling. You stand like the Son of God. You are a son of God. Now the only thing is this. We have to overcome the effect of these false teachings. For generations they have made us sinners, and they have talked to us as sinners. Almost every one of the old hymns start beautifully, but before they finish, We are just poor weaklings, and we are living in sin, and we are under bondage, and they have kept us there. Christ is almost unknown to us. What is the object of this revelation? To let us know what we really are in Jesus Christ. You say, that is all right, Dr. Kenyon, but if you only knew how weak I am. What does he say? What is the argument and conclusion of the book of Hebrews? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Just as long as you look at yourself, you won't amount to anything. You are just like Peter. When he started to walk with Jesus on the waves, he didn't sink, but the moment he looked at the boisterous waves, that moment, he sank. You are linked up to God Almighty. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life. That gives you your legal standing before God, gives you your place in the covenant. I say it reverently, if I understand the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, this is the vision he has given me of it, that all of heaven's ability and heaven's glory and heaven's strength are at the disposal of the believer. This is the most miraculous thing the world ever saw. I believe in the last days there is going to be an unveiling of the power of God, and multitudes will arise and live. Weymouth's translation of Romans 5:17 tells us that we reign as kings in the realm of life in Christ. We are to absolutely reign as Christ and with Christ. How? By faith. His challenge to us. Is God your righteousness? You say, I am trying to make him my righteousness. Can you make him your righteousness? If you believe on Jesus Christ, he is your righteousness. Then go out and act it. Dare to let God loose in you.